Hello and welcome to Letters to Myself, a podcast where we get real, we heal, we smile, laugh, and cry. I'm your host, Imani Reeks, and I use my 23 years of life experience as a human to dig deep into my personal complex issues and find healthy solutions for others. Thank you for joining me today. I didn't upload yesterday, and that's mainly because I felt like being honest, I had a day where I was kind of mad at myself, and I wish I had recorded, because the whole purpose of this podcast is to hold me accountable. And so with that being said, yesterday I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I kind of ended up staying up all day, but I told my husband that, I needed to get some things from Walmart. Once he got off, he worked nights, so, you know, in the morning, he'd get home and whatnot. So I was like, well, when you get home, babe, I need to run to Walmart to get some stuff for the house and whatnot. He was like, okay, cool. So, as it was getting close to him coming home, I went in the room and got dressed and whatnot, and, like, I don't really go out as much anymore, and I don't know why. I'm a homebody now, but I'm trying to break out of that shell. And as I went to get dressed, I immediately had a change of energy. And it was because I'm not the same size anymore, but I get mad at myself, but I don't hold myself accountable enough to actually do something about it. And so I found myself wearing the same 13, 14 outfits, but it's just be that. And mind you, out of me and my husband clothes, I have majority of clothes. So, I just don't hold myself accountable, but I get mad every time it's time to go into public. So yesterday was kind of just a day where I didn't beat myself up, but I could definitely tell my vibrations and my energy was just bottom level, but this morning, so last night my kids and I ended up getting into bed at a really good time, and so I got up this morning. I think I've been up officially at 8 o'clock, and so we went grocery shopping yesterday and we got healthy stuff for the kids and ourselves. And so I was like, okay, I got the food, I have workout equipment here. It's more so of me just doing right by myself. And I talk about, my last episode, we talked about mental health. But I also feel like as much as I am my biggest motivator, I am also my biggest downfall. Because I'll sit here and try to put accountability in someone else's hands, aka my husband, and get mad when things aren't being done, but yet he will try to push me to do something and then I get annoyed with him, or I cry, and it's just because dang, you being real, but it causes conflict because that's not his job. And I tell my husband all the time, I want to do it. I just don't know. It's I'm kind of scared of seeing how far I can push myself, because I feel like I've always kind of stayed in the comfort zone. If it wasn't easy, I'm in my comfort zone, So this morning I called myself getting up and we worked out. So if I'm breathing all into the phone right now, my apologies or whatnot. I'm still trying to catch my breath. But I'm finally in that mindset where it's just it's you against you. God has made it to where you have time to do it now. Your husband put the groceries in the kitchen for you to do it. You went to the doctor. Well, you went to your healthcare provider. If y'all hear that beeping in the background, I'm sorry, but look, y'all, this is really just gonna get. And that's why I normally try to record at night. But me being authentic, y'all gonna hear some stuff in the background. Like, I'm gonna do my best to keep it on a minimum, but look, I keep disturbing my sleep schedule. Like, when I record at night, I don't end up going to bed at all. So, my husband has provided to where we have good groceries in our house. Like, it's like, I just have to ask myself, like, what are you waiting on? Every day you have to get dressed. It's an emotional roller coaster. When are you ready to jump off of it? When are you ready to put yourself first? You know, like, you got your mental in check, like, you're working towards that. But when you look in the mirror, you're uncomfortable. It's not even that I'm uncomfortable, it's just I'm not used to it. And so that's why I'm kind of uncomfortable. But it's like, okay, why not change what you don't like, you know? So I think this is day one of me working out. I just did some, like, in-home workout. I have resistant bands, ankle weights. I have weights, medicine ball, jump rope. Like, I have, lucky, like, a little mini gym, you know. So, here's to me. And what I want to leave myself with today is, hold yourself accountable. You complain and you get upset about things that you do, and you don't show up for yourself, but you're quick to, let me see, what am I trying to say? You can look at somebody else and diagnose what's wrong with them, yet when it comes to yourself, you try to push things up under the rug or give yourself excuses, but you're holding everybody else to their higher self. And so I want you to hold yourself accountable at your highest self. You know where you want to be in, I'm not even gonna say a year, we're gonna say 3 months. Today is Friday, September 16th. In three months from now, I want you to do a part two to this episode and just basically check in. You gained 47 pounds. Mind you, I'm gonna let y'all do the math, but pre-pregnancy I was 175. And I'm 47 pounds higher. And so when I check back in 3 months, I'm going to weigh myself. But it's not even just me weighing myself. It's more so the image. Because, you know, once you gain muscle, you may not look what you weigh. And I felt like when I was 175, I wasn't weighing that. I mean, looking how I was weighing. Even me being 2-something, I don't feel like I look that. So what I'm gonna do is, y'all go to Instagram and follow me on Instagram. I have a fitness page that I haven't posted anything on, and it's called Nami Fitness. It's N-A-M-I period fitness. And I want y'all to follow me. I want y'all to engage with me. It's basically gonna be my mind, body, and soul account. And I'm going to go make my first post. This is gonna be my fitness accountability. Like, I know y'all like, why she got so many pages, but it's just like, I need to hold myself accountable. And I'm kind of an open book, and that's just because, like, I'm not where I used to be, but I want to let others know that with hard work and dedication, you too can get there. And because I'm still on a journey, I want to, like, document it and just give others courage. You know, like I told y'all from the jump, every day is not going to be peaches and cream. And I felt like yesterday was definitely one of my days where I was just like moody, and my husband was looking at me like, "You good?" You know, like I could just tell that like I was off. And truthfully, as much as I didn't deserve that energy, my husband and my kids didn't deserve that energy. And I had to pray about that, you know, and ask for forgiveness and whatnot. And I was just like, today's going to be a better day. You've been good. You've been, you know, making the change. And I want to keep making that change. So here's today one. Let's do it. So I want y'all to, you know, interact with me on whatnot on social media. My Facebook is Letters to Myself Podcast. Instagram, same, Letters to Myself Podcast. My Twitter is L2MyselfPod. And I want y'all to just let me know where y'all at. And those of you that got my number, y'all can probably find it on my Instagram or whatnot. Tune in, like tap in and let me know, you know, where y'all at. Be honest. That's another thing I want to say. Be honest about where you are at on your journey. I feel like that was one of my things in like my mental health that was just like keeping me back. I wasn't being honest about the things that I was feeling. So be honest. And allow yourself to feel whatever emotions that you're feeling. As in human, we have those emotions for a reason. And allow yourself to feel it and go through the process of you, like, you know, getting out of whatever emotion you don't like. Like, don't dwell in it, but definitely accept what you're feeling and do something about it. Whether you like that you're happy, okay, let's keep doing things, excuse me, that makes us happy. If we're mad about something, why are we mad? You know, if we're sad about something, let's figure out what we said. But let's also do what we need to do to either maintain or keep what we need to keep. And I'm going to do a 2 for 2 today because I didn't post yesterday. So later on, I'm going to post again. And it's going to be for a 2 for 2 day. To keep, you know, keep them podcast episodes rolling in. And so until later, guys, thank you for tuning in, and I'll talk to y'all later.